شباكو كتم أنتو كسورة إس جواكا خوبها ديدو سؤس دين وادي.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this fourth day of Jumad al-Ula, 1447 in South Africa, we comment on the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 16,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatim is 41,000 rand. The minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 900 rand. The Malikis is 300 rand. And the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Marka Sahab, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, do remember for your questions via WhatsApp, if you're within the boundaries of South Africa, 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, plus 27-84-786-3132. Mufti Sahab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The website is muftiakhussain.net, madkasahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome our esteemed Mufti Sahib, the director, sound engineers, and you, the esteemed listeners, to this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for joining us this afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum hafiz wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians, brother Dawood Monley and Bilal and Yusuf Asmal, and our brother Tobela is here. So we say jazakallahu khairan, and to Tobela we say thank you very much.
Please update us on the latest news from Gaza, occupied Palestine, as well as Masjid al-Aqsa.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know that today is the 4th of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, and 99% of the cities and countries in the world, including South Africa. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for that. So yeah, they got here in the Haaretz newspaper, Israel Hamas ceasefire in raid. Thereafter, Egypt pushes for greater role in post-war Gaza, but still hasn't ousted Hamas. So they're never able to oust Hamas, they're just dreaming of that. State prosecutors offers files indictment against three Turkey citizens for weapon smuggling. Israel court rejects police request to continue holding phones of Netanyahu's aide implicated in Qatargate and BB leak scandal. Qatargate means that all the millions and dollars and all that they gave him. So you see, they had the PA. So first by Yasser Arafat and then Mahmoud Abbas and them. So he, Netanyahu, the harami, the war criminal. So he said, let us weaken them. So now he's the one who encouraged Hamas must be formed in 1987 by Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. And the Qatar people said, okay, we will give you bribery. You also pocket the money and then allow us to help the Hamas as well. So that is why it's called Qatargate. And the BB leak scandals, all the corruption trials of his, which they are trying now to pardon him by Herzog. Whole lot of them, the khabis, the swines and the pigs, Quran says so. They are monkeys and donkeys, Quran says so. They are dogs, you must remember that. If you want to see the reference, chapter 5, verse 60, Allah speaks speaks of them, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ, that they are the ones like swines and pigs and monkeys. And if you want to see chapter 62 verse 5, chapter 62 verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, they are rabbis. And one rabbi said, you must just shoot all of them, kill them all. You see that? So now recently, yesterday, the harami said, so donkeys, they are carrying big books and so. And then in chapter 7, verse 176, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ, they're just like dogs, you must remember. So Trump, so very strong peace in Middle East could be everlasting, urges Hamas to return hostage bodies. Look at the hypocrisy here. You must remember Israel is guilty of genocide, United Nations said so, ICJ said so, ICC said so, Beit Salim said so, their own organization, but they're putting all the pressure on Hamas. Hamas must demilitarize, they must hand in their arms. Why you don't tell Israel that they must hand in their arms? See what is happening in the West Bank, you must remember that. They're lynching the Palestinians, murdering them, burning their cars, and this is not going on from now. So this is going on for decades and decades. Therefore, we have no sympathy, no empathy. Any Jutla who supports Israel and is killed, we say go to hell and rest there in hell forever. Live update, Israel government to re-examine policy barring journalists from entering Gaza. After 2 years plus, they never entered outside journalists. Yes, the locals want, they murdered 300 of them plus minus 270, 280. That's what the official is, but the unofficial will be much more. And that is what they did. See here, lynch mobs, arson, West Bank faces unprecedented Israeli violence. Jonathan Pollack, he writes here, so now why you don't speak about that? You America, you Europe, you India, and you Germany, and all you haramis put together. So remember this, that therefore, they bunch of crooks, this you must remember. They're crooking everything from 1946-47. If you know the history of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, they worse than Hitler, the haramis. From 47 till now, you must remember that they are stealing and occupying and so forth. So they had the Irgun gang, they had the Haganah gang, they had the Stern gang, the British haramis were there giving them arms, and at that time already they started massacring the Palestinians and so forth. So, and then you got Ehud Barak and all these characters raping 15-year-old girls and all. Every one of them is a harami, they are leaders. The risky gap between Netanyahu's self-perception as a strong leader and reality, internationally, remember, he is totally a war criminal, and he knows that 90%, 70% of the countries would not allow him, they would arrest him and so forth. Canada said they will arrest him if he comes there. They're putting so much pressure on Canada and so forth. And Trump is a donkey, man. You must remember, he's a pedophile and he's a rapist and so forth. He's a felon and criminal. These idiots in the Arab world. Now see, he's gone to a conference in Malaysia, and now then his plane goes to Qatar. They fall up there. How he humiliates them. He doesn't even get off the plane. They must come and see him in the plane and all that. Qatar hasn't learned, you know, that they're holding 10,000 army there and troops there in Qatar. And then they fall up, Israel fall up, they have diesel, petrol there. And then they bomb them. So you must remember that. What shame. Humiliation and disgrace. Weilul Arab. These Arab leaders, your Saudi Arabia, MBZ and MBS and MBZ of Emirates, and the kings of Jordan and Bahrain and of Morocco, all, and the Pharaoh in Egypt, all Murtad Haramis, they are Ghaddarun, they are. So they got here that you must remember. Let me carry on. Hamas isn't going anywhere. The hard reality is facing Trump and Netanyahu in Gaza. So let me give you from the bottom now where they got the editorial and so forth. The Attorney General slams proposed bill which would allow Israeli lawmakers to delay Netanyahu trial. You see that? That is what they want. Delay and all these things here. Hamas says search for hostage bodies in Gaza to expand as Trump gives 48-hour warning. You can go to hell, Trump. You must remember that. You were trying for 2 years to defeat Hamas. You couldn't defeat it. So nobody takes you serious because you got donkey brains, you must remember. Maduro, you want to change day in Venezuela. You got problem with Lula. You got problem with President Pedro's visit of Colombia. You got problem with South Africa. With every second country, you got big problems. Trump urges Hamas to return hostages' body. See, says, but each peace could be everlasting. How can you have everlasting peace when Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumum su'al adhab. Allah will continue punish the jutlas and so forth in the Jews. So only donkeys would believe all this. You must remember that. So we need to be clear on all these issues, you know. IDF medical chief, we need to talk to soldiers about what they went through. Very good. They are injured, they are wounded, they are dispatched to hell. We're very happy about that. And you can tell them we said so and so forth. So from the kibbutz, you see that Buchen Wall to Israeli military, the Israeli artists mixing sex and war. They masters in that, you must remember. They raped their own people and they raped the Palestinians also. Listen to this arrogance here. Just listen to this. We're the ones calling the shots here. Vance, Kushner and Vatkov rattle Israeli leaders. You see that? They're telling Israeli leaders that we are the ones who will make the decisions and not you. You must remember that. So this is all just for public consumption. Just like Trump says that the West Bank will not be annexed and so forth. It's already annexed practically. You're a donkey or what? You must remember that. So that is today also they murdered and killed a 9-year-old boy who stood at the distance and Israeli soldier knelt and shot him dead. What action will be taken against him? Nothing. Now, Haaretz editorial. While we're not annexing, displacement and violence escalate in the West Bank area C. You see that? Gideon Levy writes, it's no longer possible to be a Palestinian in the West Bank. Let me read that again. It's no longer possible to be a Palestinian in the West Bank. Do you know where is the West Bank? The Nablus, Hebron, all that is part of the West Bank. Herzog Knesset speech, you see, shows that maybe there is a president in Israel after all. They're all haramis. The dangerous gap between, okay, that we read already. So the Gaza war opened a moral chasm between American Jews and Israel. Because American Jews are supporting, you must remember, Hamas in Palestine. And the world supports them, besides donkeys, you must remember that, who got the vested interest. They want to steal the gas and the oil and all that from Gaza. Biggest crooks they are. You go read the American history, you go read Israel history, and that is what you will find. Okay, few more announcements. This morning I went to Haji Abu Bakr Waracha's house, but he was resting. I wanted to go but early, but he was resting and so forth. His son Muhammad passed away there in Medina Munawwara on Wednesday. This Wednesday did pass after Asr. Allah shukr, Allah's fazal, Allah walaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu, walaka almulku kullu. I read Zohar Salat here in the Khanka, if you know, here in Lens. So then they were there and we had a long chat, mashallah. These three youngsters, Haji Abu Bakr's sons, so there's Musa and then there's Ridwan and now Muhammad Marhum who just passed away. They used to come fetch me many a time for Salat and so forth, and they should tell me how they listen to the Q&A and you know the pro, very good youngsters, all of them, mashallah. And Haji Abu Bakr, his wife passed away in 2017 or so. Allah grant her Jannat al Firdaus. Now the son just passed away. So what happened? On Wednesday after Asr, he wasn't feeling well and so forth, and then he passed away. The South African ulama who are staying there in Medina Munawwara, mashallah, many of them came to the assistance. He took few names and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. Haji Abu Bakr was there. So they told him, you can give ghusl to your beloved son also, you know. And Thursday morning after Fajr, then they gave, the Salatul Janaza was read. Now listen to Muhammad's story. So Muhammad has two children, one son, one daughter, you see, Mas'ud and Nabila. Subhanallah, both of them are Hafiz, you see that? and Nabila just got married now recently, and so forth, and Masood is not married. Then the two brothers, you see, Musa and Ridwan went from here after all this happened Wednesday night, and then to bring their father back, and so forth and so on. So remember that they're all back now here in South Africa. They came back yesterday. So Allah Jalla Wala grant Muhammad, his mother, and all the marhumeen in Medina, Makkah, Aqsa, and throughout the world, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Allah grant them sabr-e jameel. The best dua we can make for the Muslim Ummah, whether we know them or not, are two Quranic verses. Surah 14, verse 41, and that is, Rabbana اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي. Ya Allah, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. You see, we should read that daily and abundantly. And the second dua is mentioned in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews, by the ending of the first quarter. Rabbana fil surah Hashar, you know, so chapter 59, verse 10. So Rabbana fil lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. So we must be clear on that issue as well. So that is true. And then all the nafil ibadat we do, tilawat of Quran. You leave these Salafis, they say you can't read Quran for the amwat, and this is, they talk a lot of nonsense, you understand. Any Salafi in the world, I'm prepared to take you on life. You must remember, first question is MBS a murtad or is a Muslim? We say 100% murtad. Waman shakka fi kufri fa wa murtadun. So that is our stance on him. You must remember that. So the point I'm making here is this. So you read your Quran Sharif for the deceased, your nafil ibadat and so forth, give out charity and so forth. So that is what we should be doing for all the deceased and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala give us also death. Remember with Iman, Islam in Medina, Makkah, Aqsa, wherever Allah Ta'ala knows best for us, Allah Ta'ala make it possible. Second announcement, Sahuk. We're not finished with you still. So you must remember that you, the Ummah, you wake up from your slumber. I sent it out to thousands and thousands of people. You still got 1 week left. This Friday coming, 31st of October, is your cut-off date. So you better wake up, those of you who got any grievances against Sahuk, whether last year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago, also it doesn't matter. So we must stack up the evidence against them and tell them, this is what they did to me, this is how they treated me, and substantiate it with some evidence. So any one of you, you want, you understand, that pamphlet, and so you see my, you understand, my number 071-888-1184, you will find it on my status as well, and we sent it out, and all of you who got it, send it to your contacts. It's only 5 days left, remember that. Now Monday to Friday, Friday cut off, finish then, end of October, and there are 3 email addresses there. You must send it to all of them. Question number one, how did Sahuk accumulate the 48 million rand they got, which Hafiz Ismail Kolwadia admitted to me, and it's on record. He's got it, I got it, we sent it out, and I'll send it out again this week, inshallah, to put the final nail in Sahuk's coffin. You must remember that. And Shaheen Asop, you must remember, 140,000 he had to pay as a fine and penalty to the JSE. So the question arises, did he pay from his money, or as it's alleged that he paid, you understand, from Sahuk money? Third question, all these trips, you must remember that they were taking the past 5, 10, 15 years, Sahuk were taking to the kingdom. Who was paying for that? Were you guys paying from your own money, or were you using the Haji's money? We all know the answer to that. And I'm telling you now, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, our Honorable Ustad Hafizahullah, and the DA, myself, DA haram is to vote for them is haram. But on this score, they won't leave you. I'm telling you from now. And we also will not leave you. So the Papa can dance, except for Yala Moina. So you must listen nicely, because I know some of you know Afrikaans. Third announcement, then we start with the Q&A. People are sending me that the Jamia Islamiyah Madinah Medina University, then the cutoff date there also is 31st October if you want to apply and go and study there. It's not permissible for a true Muslim to go study in Medina University or anywhere there in the kingdom. They'll make you a Pakka Wahhabi, a Pakka Najdi, and make you a Pakka Saudi in that. They'll teach you all nonsense, you must remember that. They will tell you Taraweeh Salat is 8 rakats, 10 rakats. They will tell you you can't speak against the government. The government, the Pakka Kafir government, Sudais gave lecture. So I was going with Haji Suleiman Yaqub from Rustenburg there, you understand, to know them. First time in my life I was going. So I was listening to his du'as. Normally Sudais, he can't say Yahud, but he'll make du'a against, you understand, Sahihina. He didn't speak nothing. Therefore, Smotrich told them that you shut your mouth, Sudais, we're not interested in you. Go ride your camels and all that. What an indictment. And still the Saudi regime licking the back side of the Israelis and Trump and all these kind of things. Be ghairat, be iman, remember the Najdis they are. Mustafa Rasulullah refused for them, you must remember, to make dua for them. Therefore, my advice to all of you, never ever think of going to study in Jamia Islamia in Medina and all that. They'll corrupt you to the core, they'll pay you to remain silent and so forth. Like the Salafi characters we got today, 100% scholars for dollars.
Mufti Sahib, this brother says that I'm in Makkah al-Mukarram and completed my Umrah. How do I now do another Umrah? Where do I go to? Which is the easiest and simple way to do so?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember that you performed your Umrah already from South Africa, from Hong Kong, Australia, America, Europe. Now you want to make another Umrah. In your second Umrah, make intention for everybody who passed away with Iman Islam. Make dua for everybody who's alive with Iman Islam. And make dua for the future. All the children will be born right till day of Qiyamah will live with Iman and Islam. So from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, right till the last child and baby to be born and pass away with Iman. That's first one. Second one, if you got time, so then mashallah, you can make three Umrahs if you want to. One is you make from Tan'im. Tan'im is where Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the night of the 14th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah after Hajj now, she came crying, Mother Aisha Siddiqa, and said, all the honorable wives have performed Umrah Hajj. I only performed Hajj. I was in menses. I want to, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to perform Umrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fine, go to Tan'im and from there you go with your brother Abdul Rahman and perform the Umrah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah writes that when you perform Umrah after, you must remember your Hajj, then your Tawaful Wida, your farewell, Tawaful Bisaqit and waved off. Or you can perform from Jirana, 30 kilometers away. He, Habib Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah on the Saturday 21st Ramadan and the 8th year of the Hijrah, thereafter went to Hunain and defeated the Hawazin, went to Taif and defeated them there. On the way back, spend the night there in Jirana, 30 kilos there. You go with a taxi or a bus if you 40, 50 of you, and tell them to wait for you, and then you come and perform the Umrah from there. And third one, go to Taif, also very interesting. Visit Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas, visit Masjid Addas, where Addas radiallahu anhu gave water and grapes to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Visit the place Ma'rikatu Taif. We went to all these places with Allah's help. So you must remember, and then go to Sail. Sail is a place where the Miqat is, and then you perform your Umrah from there. So these are my suggestions to you. Allah make easy.
Which is the best charity to give on behalf of the deceased, behalf of the marhumin?
Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala who came to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Inna umma Sa'adin qad tuwfiyat, my honorable mother passed away, Ya Rasulullah. What must I do? He, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ma' water. So water is the best. So what he did, fa hafara bi'iran. So he dug up, you must remember a well, you see, borehole, and he dedicated it to his beloved mother. So what is the best hadith in Mishkan Sharif? So story time. So mashallah, day in Rustenburg, the place where I stay is our Haji Yusuf. Our Maimon people, they call Yusuf, Yusuf, and Surti people say Yusuf. Both are wrong. You must remember that. So the name is Yusuf. So we must call him Haji Yusuf. Umar, his father, and Isa, his grandfather, and Damat Barakatum. So he liked that Damat Barakatum. So mashallah, then Haji, you understand, Suleiman Yaqub, that Hafizahullah came to pick me up, and then we went from here Wednesday to Costa. Mashallah, Costa, I went there after 18, 20 years. I can't remember. So there they built a new masjid, same masjid, but they renovated it, refurbished it. The imam there is Sheikh Khabbab. You see that his father is there in Darul Zakariya, and he stayed there 9 years in Darul Zakariya, you know. So mashallah, Sudani. So I told him that, you know, your father is Sheikh Abu Bakr Darfuri, you know the tariq, the history of Darfur. So he looked at me, he said no. So I said ajib. So remember that today when you go from the Miqat, from Medina to Mecca for Umrah, Hajj, whatever, so that Miqat, Zul Hulayfa is the original name, but people call it Bir Ali, Abar Ali. 108, 109 years ago, Muhammad Ali Darfuri, he was then built up and dug up all those wells and so forth. The people were elated, delighted, they changed the name also, remember, from Zul Hulayfa to Bir Ali, Abar Ali. So Sa'ad bin Ubadah dug up the borehole, all that for his beloved mother. So all of us who lost someone very near and dear to us with Iman, Islam, so water, whether it is ablution block, you know, huzu, whether it is a well, and not in our areas. Our areas are just a bunch of mufatiyas, majority of them. So you must remember, they got enough money for pedal and all that haram activities. Go to the townships and the poor, poor areas and go give them water, where they'll appreciate it. They're walking 5, 10 kilometers just to get some water. So give it in those places where they really need it, not our areas where they're just wasting water 90% of the time.
Mufti Sahib, this matriculate wants to know, what Mufti Sahib's advice, must he do HIPS full time next year, or should he proceed to university next year?
Before I answer that question, today I received, I'm trying to answer, mashallah, I came down, majority I answered already this last night and this morning. By tonight, inshallah, all of you, the backlog, I'll answer all, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, everything goes well. So there, I know many of you are still waiting for your responses and so forth. So one I received, you must remember, for the matric dance ball and whatever, they're spending 20, 30, 40,000, you must remember, on the dress, on the suit, on the car and all. There's matric dance ball and matric al-wida and all haram, all these things here. Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which is written, you must remember. Where in the world you heard of 33% pass and so forth, 35% pass? The ANC have destroyed the education of this country. They have destroyed the medical care of this country. They have destroyed it with the political system and corruption of theirs. And cronyism and criminality, you must remember that. Every day you will hear of a scandal. I went this morning here to the shop to buy something, so I always look at the headlines. Every time you will just see, you must remember that this politician stole million, that one did something, that one did. It's a banana republic, you see that. So very, very poor reflection on you, ANC. And the people and Muslims also were fighting for them. Some of them gave their lives. For what you gave your life? You must give your life for jihad, not for these communists and these godless people and so forth. It's a foolish thing to do. That's why from day one, 94 till now, I'm very happy about that. I never ever voted ANC, no DA, no EFF, and that, yes, I voted. I don't hide. So, but all the smaller parties, you see, we vote for them. And not all this bunch of mufatiyas, you must remember. If you don't know mufatiya, it means the freebies, you understood. So now you must remember, you say, must you continue with your matric and university? or must you continue with your hifz? Obviously you must do hifz. So why you don't kill two birds with one stone? So now you did 5 Jews, 10 Jews. So now what you must do? You continue full time with your hifz. 2026 you dedicate to hifz. And thereafter you must remember what will happen, that you want to study something. So you just enroll by UNISA and so forth. Do it, you understand, via correspondence, so you can do. If your intention is sincere, Allah will reward you abundantly in this world. Story time quickly before we go for a break. I started my hifz in 1968 by Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia, my honorable ustad, Hafizahullah wa Shafa. Then Hafsab told me that, you know what, for you is best you must leave school. So then I started standard 5 and then I left, you see that? So you must remember that. So thereafter, now I left in it. So when I went back to school, so I had to go back to standard 5. So our principal, Mr. Mudli, so he entered our class. I'm sitting with the standard 5 students. He looked at me, Hussein. I said, yes, sir. He said, you're very tall, you know that. I said, yes, sir. He said, come to my office. He said, you must go to standard 6. You don't look nice in standard 5. You see, ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. That is Allah. Remember that. Do for Allah's sake. Allah will bring the world at your feet. You must remember this type of thing. All these matric certificates and universities. These universities are brothels today. You must remember that. So you do your full-time hifz and you study via correspondence. That is my advice to you, my son. So that is what you should do. Allah will reward you fi dunya wal akhirah.
We say jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Time for a break and we continue with the Q&A after the break.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم 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 يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أشرق البدر علينا فاختفت منه البدور مثل حسنك ما رأينا قط يا وجه السرور صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, this person says that mom passed away. How soon can I distribute her clothing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We'll come to that just now. 3 items I just saw now on my phone. Number one, big protest against Trump, the harami, the pedophile, the rapist, they in Malaysia. Trump, don't come to Malaysia. You are the Hitler of our time. Well said, Malaysians. Tell him to get out from there. He's a pakka war criminal, just like Netanyahu and the Israelis. Look at the Quran says this. Chapter 5, verse number 82. The last verse of the 6 Jews, the 6 Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That you Muslims today, tomorrow, in the future, your worst enemies will be the Jews. The Quran didn't speak about Zionism, it spoke about Jutlas, Jews. And Walladina Ashraku, and the Mushrik, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and so forth. So just look at these 3 groups. So the Jutlas, is it now in the news? So you must remember that the settlers and the soldiers attacking the Palestinians during the olive harvest. Which kind of nation is this? They are swines and pigs, remember that. That's what we must call them and go to hell. We got no sympathy for you, Holocaust and anti-Semite. We're not interested in all your nonsense, you must remember. You deserve what you got from Hitler. You can quote me on that as well. On many issues, we agree with Hitler. That the interest you are charging, the homosexuality, the pornography you brought there. So we agree with Hitler on these issues there. So remember that second one. So the first one I gave you was about Malaysia. They told him you're the Hitler of our time and so forth. 100% worse than Hitler. And then the Jutlas, their army, their soldiers and settlers attacking the Palestinians and their olive harvest and so forth. And Maduro says that he, Trump, is fabricating a war against Venezuela. Why? Because I've been to Venezuela. So they got so much oil there, petrol price cheap there, all this. So they're burning America everywhere where there's oil. So it's not a holy war, it's an oily war, you see. You need leaders like Hugo Chavez and them to put these guys in their place. When he's to lecture the United Nations, Hugo Chavez is to say, I can still smell the stinking of George W. Bush. You see that? So that are the this Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads, khabbis. You expect something from them? O ladu shaitan. So you must remember, you, my brother, justice delayed. I'm answering the question. Justice delayed is justice denied. You must remember that. So when your mother passed away, Allah granted Jannat al-Firdaus, whether his mother or father, then always read Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established abundantly. Second one is this, you must expedite everything. All this business, wait for 40 days and 100 days, all haram, all these things. Yeah. By the time you get it sorted out, how many other heirs might die and pass away? So remember, in Islam, when a Muslim person passes away, immediately the following must be done. That the burial, funeral expenses must be paid. You have to pay for the hearse, you have to pay for the grave, you have to pay for a lot of things, you know. But people come into the house and chai pani and they eating, drinking, that money cannot come from the estate. You, the heirs who are allowing this, you must pay for it and not from the deceased money and estate. Second, the debts of the deceased all must be paid immediately. You must remember that, whether it's corporate business debts or whether it's personal debts, all these things here. So remember that, people, you don't enter Jannah. And nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tughza anhu, rawahu Ahmad fi musnadihi. The person will not enter Jannah and paradise until his or her debts are settled and paid and so forth. So pay immediately from the estate. And if there isn't means there, then you, the heir, settle the debts of your father, mother and so forth. We can never repay them. At least do something good for them, even after their wafat and mort and death and demise. Third one, if they made wasiya, they bequeath for non-heirs, obviously, and the maximum is 1/3, so that must be implemented immediately. And fourth comes the shares of the heirs. So remember, the clothing, whatever is there that belongs to the deceased, everything will go in. You, the son, daughter, can't just start giving the clothing away, Tata law and Shia law, and take this and leave this. No, you can't do that. It's haram to do that. All the heirs must sit, and now you must decide what you want to do. You all are sane, you all are mature, and you all are want to reach an amicable agreement. So in a case like that, you say, you can take this, you can take this, you can take this. My beloved father, that I took his raincoat and his watch. I don't know, watch got lost or something. But raincoat I still have, you see that. And I walked away, so my mother asked me what you will take. I said, I take your duas. So in that way there, so we must learn, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in kubara bana deta hai. So keep a big heart and Allah will elevate your rank and status. I know how many families, they're not talking today just because of the Ferrari and the Porsche and the factory and whatever. Allah's curse be upon him, the father also and the children also. Couldn't you settle the things while you were alive? All of you who have millions and billions and all that. Call your family and settle everything now. Give your sons and daughters and everybody equal amount. How? You give it to them, no conditions attached, and it must be transferred on their name and so forth, whether it's the car, whether it's the house, whether it's the shop, factory, farm, whatever. So that is what is meant. And wattaqullah wa'adilu bayna awladikum, fear Almighty Allah, exercise justice amongst your children. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. One daughter is married to a Mawlana, one is married to a top shot doctor, and so forth and so on. So you must remember, now you as a father want to give that daughter more because of circumstances, and the other one is married to a pilot, doctor, whatever you. So that is totally permissible. The aim of Islam here is there must be no brazen favoritism. So that is what is meant, and we should practice on that. Allah give us tawfiq.
Sahab, tell us about Salatul Hajat. What is Salatul Hajat? How to perform, when to perform, what to read?
No, nothing.
Mufti Sahab?
Yeah, speak again, repeat the question. We had some problems.
Mufti Sahab, tell us about Salatul Hajat. What is Salatul Hajat? How to perform, when to perform, and what do you read?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif regarding Salatul Haja, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua also. So our advice to you, you got this need, that need, we all have needs, so every day read it, and you can incorporate it with others. You say, Ya Allah, Jalla wa Allah, I'm reading now before my Asr Salat after the Q&A, two rakats is Salatul Shukr, thankfulness, gratefulness to you, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajat. So you make multiple intentions, so all that is fine and acceptable, you must remember. And you read Qul Ya Al-Kafirun after Fatiha in the first rakat, Qul Wallahu Ahad in the second rakat. So all that, and then you make dua. If you know this dua, very good. This is the Masnoon Sunnah dua to read as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. La ilaha illallah al-Halimul Kareem, Subhanallah Rabbil Arshil Azim, الحمد لله اللهم إنا نسألك عظائم مغفرتك اللهم إنا نسألك عظائم مغفرتك. You read that dua, you see that mashallah is a long dua, so this type of things there. And if you can't read that dua and so forth, then you just say, Ya Allah, this is my need, fulfill it, and so forth. It starts, La ilaha illallah al-Halimul Kareem. And you read, Subhanallah, Rabbil Arshil Azim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik, wa azaima maghfiratik, wal ghanimata min kulli bir, wa salamata min kulli ith. So that is the whole dua, and you can go on. Allahumma la tada'a lana fi maqamina hadha dhanban illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farrajta, wa la karban illa nafasta, ولا مريضا إلا شفيتا ولا مجاهدا إلا نصرتا ولا عدوا إلا خذلتا ولا يتيما إلا ربيتا ولا ضالا إلا هديتا ولا مريضا إلا شفيتا ولا ميتا إلا رحمتا ولا حاجة يا لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتا يا أرحم الراحمين. So obviously we know 90% of the Ummah will not know this long dua. So you just read short dua, Ya Allah, after Salat, Ya Allah, fulfill all my permissible needs. So inshaAllah, make it part of your routine. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, this message says that my husband slanders me and creates lies about me to his mother. What must I do? What can I read for him?
Remember that you and your husband should have a special meeting, not in front of anybody and not in front of the children. And tell him, do you know what you are doing? You are slandering me, you are swearing me, concocting lies against me. Do you know what Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah says about this? Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala says that those people who harm, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا, that those who cause harm to the believing men, believing women, without any justification, so then فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. For them, remember that the punishment will be that it is a slander and a major, major sin, a manifest sin. Chapter 33, verse number 58. So we need to be very clear on all this issue here. You the husband, that is what you are. You wife, you should teach him and show him that verse. Surah 33 and verse number 58 in the 22nd Supara, right? And thereafter you should teach him Surah 4, verse 19. Wa ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. It's compulsory compulsory, mandatory upon the husbands to treat their wives, remember, with love, respect and justice. How you want your jamai, how you want your damad, how you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, you should be treating your wife better than that. So what you are doing, brother, Allah's curse is on you every time you utter all those haram words and so. You wife, you want to stay in the marriage, so read ya wadudu abundantly. Read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun, and read the fazail works of Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikh al-Hadith Nawwarallahu marqadahu. You'll get this asim and all these jahils, I call them jahils, in Saudi, and that you must remember. They say, no, this fazail book, you can't read it. So I ask you, asim and all you Salafis, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah wrote Bukhari Sharif Sahih al-Bukhari in 16 years. So the ahadith are sahih, authentic. The same Muhammad bin Ismail, Amir al-Mu'minin fil hadith, Imam Bukhari nawwarallahu marqadahu, wrote a book called Al-Adab al-Mufrad, right? When I met Sheikh Albani rahimahullah in 98, I told him, India, $1,000. I got $1,000 in my pocket. I'm not going to spend it. You must give me books. He was very ill. He started smiling and laughing. Then he said, this guy is a character. He's telling me, I must give him. So he gave me three books, Tahrimu Alati Turb. The same book which Imam Bukhari rahimahullah wrote, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, he broke it up, divided it into two volumes. Sahihu al-Adab al-Mufrad, the ahadith that are sahih. There, one volume. Second volume, Da'ifu al-Adab al-Mufrad. I have all three kitabs till now. A special gift for me directly from Sheikh Albani rahimahullah. So now you say, Asim and you Salafi and Jahil, Jamiyatul Juhal, I call you all, you understand? So now what you'll say, you can't read Fazail al-A'mal of Sheikh al-Hadith. Why all Da'if Hadith? So I'm asking you, can I read Al-Adab al-Mufrad, the Da'if, which Sheikh al-Bani said? What you going to say then? So you see, that you say you read Sa'a ma tahkumun. If you say you can't read Fazail al-A'mal because of weak ahadith, then by the same analogy, you can't be reading the work of Imam Bukhari, which Sheikh Albani said is da'if. You see how foolish you are. Therefore, I call you jahjuhal. You don't even know the basics of hadith. You talk a lot of nonsense, you must remember. So you, sister, you must start your ta'lim in your house, take Riyadu Salihin, and take, you must remember this here, this Fazail works, and daily read it. In 5 minutes also, inshallah, things will change in your house.
Islam, how do you make istikhara, and how would you know after making istikhara, which choice is right, which decision do you go with?
So on my trip now, wonderful trip we had, you know, Haji Suleiman Yaqub, Allah reward him, reward his family, reward his children, all of them, mashallah, two sons, two daughters and so forth. I was just drinking water, don't worry. So it's very hot here. I just took out my kurta. You see, I'm sitting with my vest here, you know. It's very, very hot here. And there at Rustenburg in the northern, oh, you go 40 degrees there to northern, and more than 40 degrees. Boiling, you can get roasted and toasted there. First time in my life I went there. So mashallah, so wherever I went, and brothers, they come, I want to get married, I want this. So I told them, you must go with a BMW, be my wife, and bring money worth also. You see that? Maybe they just tell you same time you get married. You can't go say, I'm going to look for mahar in that. So take 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever you want to give worth. You see that? And inshallah, things. Now istikhara. So you read two rakat salat if you got time. Qul ya al-kafirun after Fatiha, or Qul wallahu had second rakat after Surah Fatiha. Then read Allahumma khirli khara. When we are becoming Hafiz, by Hafiz Dimalia, he used to teach me the letters, you know, how to pronounce them. He say khir, nad. I just give example. Khir, what a kha. He says, you must say kha, like how if you're going to spit, like, you know, you're not going to spit, it's just example. Khir li kha. So, khir li, ya Allah, jalla wa ala, you select the best for me. واختر لي, and you choose for me. So whom I should get married to now? Fatima, Aisha. So mine came Fatima. So we say Fatima. You see that? So in that case, the same time the answer will come in your heart. You don't have to dream. You don't have to sleep. All that is not mentioned in Quran and Hadith. That is man-made. Some ulama just suggested it and so forth. So always try and understand what is Quran Sharif. What is Sunnah, what is Sahaba, all that we accept. Other things, remember, is man-made things, you must remember. So you must see, if there's a Sunnah there, you must practice on the Sunnah and leave the man-made things there out. You see that? Today people send me so many, this Sheikh, this Mawlana, this Peer Sahib, and then, so Chota Peer, Bara Peer, Sabse Bara Peer, Paisa Peer, you see that? Today the Peer Sahib, half of them also corrupted. So remember that what happens is, thus, that you then you read that they give you so many ta'weezes. So take all the ta'weez, I told them, burn everything, go bury everything. And read Ayatul Kursi. Go read Surah Baqarah. Go read Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul Falaq, Qul Bin Nas. That is for what Quran gave us virtue. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu gave us virtue. You put things there, nobody even knows the meaning of it. So that type of things we must abstain from. So inshallah, if we practice on that, that istikhara, mashura is you make mashura with people, shura, mashura, mushawara, and istikhrajul asal, to extract the honey. You see that the place we stayed there in northern, Brother Umar Farooq Bulbulia, he is, but he goes as Muhammad. The Bulbulia Chacha there in Heidelberg is his brother. I got a shock when he told me that. Yusuf Marhum and Abdullah, you see, their father. So, and he got two sons there, Maulana Mahmood and Maulana Masood. So they original honey, you see, from the farm. Very nice. So you have all these kind of things there. Istikhrajul asal, you take out the best honey, you know, from the honeycomb and so. So that is the literal meaning of istikhara. So then you ask Allah, these are the options I have, which is the best option? So Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Same time what comes in your heart, that's your answer. Practice on it, Allah will give you khair and goodness, inshallah.
Please explain, what is a simple marriage? How would one explain to an ordinary person?
Okay, simple marriage is this, that we don't have to have the wedding in some big civic center or in a hotel and all that. Just see what Quran and Hadith says. So Quran Kareem states, you must remember that yunfiq dhu sa'atim min sa'ati. Everybody must spend according to their means. You don't have to go and take a loan from the bank or ABC, XYZ, just to show off and keep up with the Jones. I got married, it didn't cost 1,000 rand. So what you going to say then? So you must remember that. That's what I know, you understand? So you must remember these things. Eh? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna a'zaman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una." The best nikah is the one that is with the least expenditure. What we want to do, we want to have a different outfit for every function, you see that? For the nikah, different outfit. Then for the reception, different outfit. Then for the walima, different outfit and all that. So why you want to have all this? Be honest about that. Quran says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ. The clothing of taqwa and piety, so that is the best. You must remember that. So all this we want to, man samma'a samma'a Allah bi. When you want to show off, Allah will disgrace you in front of the people you want to show off. You see all these Arab tenpot dictators, how Allah disgraces them universally and globally. They want to impress Israel, impress Trump and the haramis and all these shaitans. You must remember that. And then walima, awlim walo bishat. Then if you just give out some fruit, that's walima. You want to slaughter a goat or a sheep, so that's good. See, I teach you a lesson. All of you, the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Jabir radiallahu an is akhiru man mata min as-sahaba fil Madinatil Munawwara. One of the last sahaba to pass away in Madinah Munawwara is Jabir radiallahu an. His father was Abdullah, sahabi radiallahu an. But he left a trail of deaths. And he's got 7 sisters, 9 sisters plus minus. You see, some reporters say 7, some say 9, meaning several sisters. Now it's time for him to get married, for Jabir radiallahu an. He did not even invite him, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got married to a Thayyiba, to a matron. You see that? A lady who was married before husband passed away or husband divorced her. Subsequently, the Master alayhi salatu salam asked him, Ya Jabir, Halla tazawwajta bikran? Why you didn't get married to a virgin? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I got all these sisters of mine. You should get married to a young lady. They all just will play together. I got married to a little bit senior lady, responsible, so she can take care after me, take care after my sisters. The Master alayhi salam made dua. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. What we learn from here? He did not even invite the Master alayhi salatu salam for the nikah. Nikah was a simple thing and done. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an from Ashra Mubashara. So you must remember that he got married. The Master Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi salam saw some dabba, some mark, some stain on his kurta. Asked him, what's this, Ya Abdurrahman? He said, no, I got married and this and that, you know, and I put it or whatever it is. So hadith in Mishkat. So we learn from here. Now our stance is what? Say, no, Hazrat is coming next year after Ramadan. Peer Sahib is coming. This one is coming. Oh, shaitaniyat, all that. And your daughter and your son and grandchildren are tuning it up every day on the phone and making video calls and talking nonsense and all these type of things here. Sometimes they meet also and smooch and kiss and all that. Who's responsible for all this? Quran Kareem states, not only kiss, sometimes they give a tri-ball also. You know tri-ball? When you play cricket, then in our olden days before the match start, they give what you bowled one ball, they call try ball. If you are bowled out or you caught, you're not out. So they say, let's just give one trial also, sharpshoot. You see, that's a quickie. So all these haram business that you just turn a blind eye and all this thing, the parents get the sin and they get the sin, the children. So for innal ithma ala abi, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the parents are also guilty and all this. So Islam says, Ya ma'ashara shabab, get married quick. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj, fa innahu aghaddu lil-basar wa ahsanu lil-fars. So then you see, it will lower your gaze and protect your private part. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. I just saw my wife, I didn't speak one word. I said, next week, next day we get married. She said, no, I can't do that. I say, okay, we have to get married then. You have Shawwal, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So Shawwal 10th, we got married when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Open Mirqat by Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah, commentary of Mishkat. And then we went Pakistan. No house, no nothing, you see. So that's for Allah reward my father-in-law, mother-in-law. Today, which parent will do that? You don't know where your son-in-law, where your daughter is going to live, and so forth. And we roughed it up, two spoons and two teaspoons and two saucers and two plates and all, everything two. You see that? Visitors come, then they must have Haji Bhai Paja and them came, four of them. They had to wait, two had tea and the other two had to have wait. And then, so like that it is, you see. You come from here, a very low, and then you go higher and higher and higher. We say, no, we can't give our daughter. Yeah, why? You see, he don't have microwave, he don't have what's washing machine, he don't have, you see, this was gadget and that, he don't have Wi-Fi. The best Wi-Fi is the wife herself. You must remember that. Who can stop the wife? Our wives are like jalebis, you understand that? Majority of them. So they're very sweet, but sometimes they go really twisted, you understood? So you must remember, so you must call her, hey, my jalebi. And then you must stand a little bit far. Maybe she give you a varama clap also, you see that? You know it's a varama clap. She give you a good smack, you know, today the wives are hot also. So you must just joke with her sometimes. It's very good to joke with them sometimes.
Sisan, please explain. There are many people who do so much wrong, yet they have so much wealth, good home, overseas holidays. They have the best of everything, yet many of us try so hard, yet it's getting more difficult by the day.
So remember what you're going to say about the Pharaoh. So pakka kafir, he even said, Ana rabbukumul a'la, that I am the one, you understand, who's God, divinity in the form of humanity. All this in the Quran. What you going to say about Qarun? When they told him, Ahsin, kama ahsan Allah ilayk, that do good unto humanity and creation as Allah did good to you. You see, where Allah comes in the equation. Like today, our people, Muslims, live non-Muslim, they will tell you, I'm a millionaire, billionaire is my business acumen. It is my intelligence. I'm a born genius. Then nothing toward Allah. They don't think Allah nothing. When a person is blessed by Allah, say, Hada min fadli Rabbi. Like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah gave him the greatest kingdom as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 38, verse 35. And he said, Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace of my Allah. He didn't say, it's my business acumen and my intelligence and my shrewdness. And then that he, Zulqarnain, who built the big wall to protect the people from Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, he said, Hada rahmatu mi Rabbi. So that is the Muslim. But the secularist, the capitalist, the Zionist, the modern Muslim, munafiq, hypocrite, he'll forget Allah's selective amnesia and he will say, it is my business acumen, my shrewdness, my degrees. Your degrees are not worth the paper on which they are written. Everything happens with a decree of Allah. So what does Islam say, my brother, sister? So one person told me now 3-4 days ago. He said, give me a dua, I want to become very rich. I told him, for you to become very rich is haram. I want to ask you one question. That if you become multi-millionaire, you will read 5 times salat in a masjid. If you become multi-millionaire, will you fulfill your first wife's rights or you look for other 2-3 wives? So what good is that wealth which diverts you from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Chapter 63, verse number 9 and 10, Almighty Allah speaks of this. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah. Hey, Iman Walo, oh you who believe, do not have that wealth and children that will divert you away from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 63, verse 9. وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. So those who do that, then they are failures, they are the real losers. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated on this. What he said, the Master sallallahu in Mishkat Sharif, ni'mal malu salih lirajuli salih. The halal wealth you have, that's a great, great bounty in the hands of a pious person. He will spend on himself, he will spend on his wife, he will spend on his children, he will spend on his teachers, he will spend on the muhsineen and the poor, needy, even non-Muslims he will help, you must remember that. So such people are an asset to humanity and so forth. We just get rich and then we got no time for Allah, we got no time for masjid, we got no time for zakat. So that type of wealth is a curse upon the Muslim, and remember, it was better for him not to get that wealth.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Time for a break, and after the break we continue with the Q&A program.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu